Finally, for today, we go to primary financial statements. Did I do something wrong?
Hello, good afternoon. We are here to discuss primary financial statements, and for a change, I have no comments about cover notes, except to say there will be different cover notes next month. And with that, I'll hand over to Yuki, who has a question or two questions for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Aida. So, the board has not decided whether the consultation document for this project is a DP or an ED. Publishing an ED is a mandatory step in the due process, but publishing a DP is not. If the board were to proceed without a DP, it must be satisfied that it has sufficient information and understands the problem and the potential solutions well enough. In February 2018, the staff provided general discussion regarding factors to consider when the board decides the type of consultation document for its project. Appendix B of this paper provides further analysis of those factors, which is specific to this project. The staff considered the factors holistically and think the considerations in paragraph 13 are particularly important. Based on the considerations, the staff recommend that the board publish an ED rather than a DP. Does the board agree to this recommendation?
Nick.
Thank you. So I do support staff proposal here that we publish a ED rather than DP. I think the three clear reasons for doing so. We've undertaken extensive outreach with stakeholders throughout this project and indeed the predecessor project, and so I think we have a very good understanding of needs here and indeed solutions as well. Secondly, by definition, the issues which we're dealing with are really about presentation, sometimes disclosure, but we're not in the territory of measurement and recognition, and so that lowers the re-exposure risk here. And then finally, clearly, this has been a long-standing request from users to address the issues which fall within the scope of the project. I think we have some very worthy solutions to those issues, and going down the ED route allows us to do that in a more timely manner than we would do otherwise. I'm strongly in favour of the staff proposal.
Jen Chao.
Thank you. I also agree with staff's proposal. I think we should go to ED and not a discussion paper. First, the reason is that we already published two discussion papers relevant to this project. One is the disclosure initiative, and also a couple of years ago, we published a discussion paper on the financial statement presentation project. So I think most of the issues, including this project, already covered by these two discussion papers. And secondly, as Nick said, that actually this project didn't fundamentally change the principle, underlying principle of IS1, and also didn't change any recognition and measurement requirements of IFRS. So I only focus on the content, on the structure of the financial statement. So I would like to just go to the exposure chapters to seek the feedback from users and other stakeholders. Straightforward. Yeah.
I also agree with the staff's recommendation that we move to an exposure draft rather than a discussion paper. I think we've got a good idea of the problem definition. So I think there's less need to sort of go back to first principles than in some other projects. I also think that given the nature of some of the proposals, and I'm thinking specifically of the work that we've done on the management performance measures and also the split between integral and non-integral, I think a lot of the devil is in the detail in terms of the specificity of the drafting, both so that we clearly articulate what it is that we're thinking about, but also so that people have something pretty concrete to react to. So I think we'll get more informed and sort of concrete feedback if we go out with something more specific, and it will move us ahead a lot more quickly than going out with something more in the style of at least a traditional discussion paper where it's less worked up at a sort of words level. I agree with your recommendation.
Gary?
I agree with all the previous speakers in a latter reason or two also. I don't, at this point, with all the extensive work in two DPs and from slightly different times, I don't think there's anything more incremental we can learn at this point that we don't already know. Likewise, I think, you know, putting former life hat, I think if you put it out as an ED, you'll get better attention from the preparer community in general because it's getting close to going live when it's an ED. When it's a DP, it in part, you know, you're starting to think, you know, you don't necessarily quite know what you want and it's still mulling around. You'll get less attention than you will if it's an ED. And I think we really do want some focused attention on some of our proposals. I think the staff has done a very good job in modifying the general principles for financial services type companies and some of the other little nuanced details. So you start wondering what more would a DP give us than we've already got now. I think the answer is nothing. And I think an ED is a much better way to go.
Mary?
Another voice in favor of going the ED rather than DP route, and like Gary, refer specifically to the comments of others rather than repeating each one of them. I do want to pick up on the comment that Sue made about I think we need the specificity of an exposure draft, because I think it is looking at the words and saying, do I understand what to do? And what are my specific reactions? And you know, you may or may not agree in concept with, let's say, integral versus non-integral, but I think you need to look at the words of everything to be able to respond. So I think a DP would actually be a waste of time rather than, you know, we just don't need it, rather than it being we don't need it. I did think about there are times when jumping to something like an ED could mean longer time in the end if you have to go back and do things that you should have sorted out sooner. And in this case, I think the only piece that has that risk is management performance measures, where we might benefit from trying to kind of build agreements about whether this is the way forward or not. I think some of the extra work that we discussed last month is helpful to reduce that. And also, as I think about I think the proposals about MPMs rely on us having achieved the work on subtotals and line items and classification and not the other way around. So I'm comfortable that if there's something we have to isolate and go back on, it wouldn't slow down. So I don't think there's any false haste in going ahead with an ED. But on the specificity of drafting and management performance measures, I don't have specific comments at this time, but I want to encourage the staff to look hard at how we have articulated some of the points about what is and what is not a management performance measure, because as I go back and read through the top paper 21, I see some things that to me are just inconsistencies in wording because we've kind of built it up incrementally over our discussions. I think we've got to get that. I think the ET is the right exercise to get that consistent and crisp, and that's going to be important so that we get good feedback on that. And that's the area where I think we might need a bit more drafting focus, but it's not conceptual.
Constanza.
So support going to an ED, and largely for the arguments that have already been made in support of the ED. I think at a point in time, as the staff reminds us in this paper, we received a strong warning not going directly to an ED but going to a DP. But it was at the stage when we had not yet touched the financial institution solutions. And since then, we have had good feedback, informal feedback, more formal feedback on the direction that we had taken. And so this was, in my view, the subject that could have requested a DP, and considering the solution that the staff has brought to us, I think it's no longer needed.
I support an ED. One of the reasons, in conjunction with what's being mentioned, is the detailed proposals that we have to put out there. You gave us the criteria to help us say whether we favour a DP or an ED. We have very detailed proposals that we've had a lot of work on and consultation about. and so I think it's appropriate to take them out via an ED.
Mary?
I forgot something. Sorry, different colored pen. Paragraph 16 says, oh, by the way, we're going to have to keep some rump portion of IS-1 as a separate standalone IS-1. I guess I just want to ask the staff to think about whether that's really necessary or if there's a way of isolating those pieces within a new standard so that we don't have the really old standards living on forever. It's not a condition of vote or something we have to respond now. I just want to ask you to look again at that and what the pros or cons of that are as you look at drafting.
Gary?
Yeah, just quickly, one other point. Through several preparer outreach meetings going back a year or more, is whether or not you agree that the standards are a good idea or not, the general, almost the universal consensus was this can be done. I mean, there's really no incremental cost. Maybe in the financial services industry is a little bit more, but the general sense, yes, if this is what comes down, it can be done. And I think, so in that sense, the cost-benefit justification would not be a factor in terms of it, because they believe it can be done without very much extra cost.
So the good news for the staff is that there seems to be unanimous support for going to an ED, but not without a warning that a lot of the devil will be in the detail of drafting. So still a lot of work ahead, but that's what we like. Can I see who supports going for an ED?
Yep, 14.
Okay, so the staff will seek for permission to begin balloting process in a future board meeting. Once the board gives the permission, the staff will start drafting an ED. Right? And the staff is currently thinking about developing a new standard, IFRS 18, rather than to fundamentally revise the existing IS-1. And Table C-1 in Appendix C shows the staff's preliminary analysis of the content of the new standard and revised IS-1. And please note that this is only preliminary analysis and may change during drafting. And the board does not need to vote for whether it should be a new standard or amendments of existing standards, but the staff welcome any questions or comments from the board regarding this topic.
I would like to support what Mary said about having residual IS-1. I would not support that. I do think that you have the preparation on one side and the presentation on the other as a possible partition. And I would not support that we have the necessity of repeating the same requirements in two standards. And that's basically what you think you would have to do if on the basis of this very preliminary outline that you have. So I would encourage you going into the direction that Mary has outlined.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, that brings us to the end of today's conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.